really, it's nice to finish up spring. Nice to finish up spring and to come out here. And right now, pretty much from everything I know, pretty much injury-free. I know what I got with Vernon Butler is that he's going to be okay. Probably scared him as much as anything, and that he's going to be okay. And I think anytime you can come out here, get game reps with people in the stands, I think it's invaluable for a lot of these guys that haven't played. I think one of my concerns on the offensive line was the center snaps, and I thought they did a pretty good job with the center snaps. We didn't have any flying over the quarterback's head today, so hopefully we're getting a little better. And you come out here in a live situation, you're really not sure what you're going to get. So I was a little bit concerned about that, and I thought they did a good job of snapping the ball. I was really excited about the halftime ceremony, putting the shovel in the dirt and being able to make the progress. I keep using the expression that building's a game changer. It changes the face of this program. It changes the commitment level. I think it speaks volumes for where this program is going right now. And I was kind of hopeful that that would help us eliminate throwing some of the interceptions, building the building, and it did in the second half. And that way, I don't know if we didn't throw as many because we ran the clock or because we inaugurated the building and had the groundbreaking. But nonetheless, I think that was probably the bad part of the day, was the number of interceptions that we threw today. And the same part, our defensive backs went and got some balls, and so I felt like they came out here and they competed today, and some guys really stood up and did some good things. And I'm excited about this team and the progress we made. As we talked about, we want to develop some leadership, we want to develop some depth charts, and I think we started to do that today. I think we came a long way in the last 15 days.
Last season, y'all really struggled making plays on the perimeter.
Right.
Paul Turner, Sanford C, both had some plays on the perimeter. Talk about their
Trent Taylor even. Trent Taylor made some plays today. Those are big plays. Those have a chance to make a difference. And you look at Paul Turner breaks a tackle early in the scrimmage and goes 70 yards with it for a touchdown. Sanford C makes a great catch down there in the end zone. Some of those circus catch type opportunities we've talked about. And I felt like they did that. Hunter Lee wasn't out here today, and Carlos Henderson has missed spring because of a broken wrist. But those are two more guys that we feel like can step in and maybe give us a little bit more of that. But I think it was a great glimpse into the future. I know it's a spring game and everybody's split in half, and there were times it was ugly, but for the most part, I felt like they came out here and there were some great flashes today.
How excited were you for Paul, given he had to sit out of here and just having the first play from scrimmage, he breaks it and goes?
Excited for him, and what that young man has been through. The injuries he's even fought through this spring, but sitting out all last spring or all last season, and how frustrating that was for him to transfer and wanting to play, and how hard he's worked to get this opportunity, and to see him be able to do what he's doing. I'm excited about some of the receivers that are out there and some of the things they're doing. But Paul's a fantastic young man. He's doing a great job right now.
Coach, a guy that probably stood out a little bit more than most of the quote-unquote unknowns would be Ricky Jones. Talk about Ricky Jones' transition from defensive line to a fullback, kind of H-back position.
Well, Ricky Jones is a guy that has really kind of built himself a role into this football team. He was a defensive end to walk on, has done an unbelievable job. He's come in here, he's worked extremely hard. He's taken that tight end fullback position, really started to establish himself there, and just watching him grow now and having the opportunity to see him run the ball as a tailback today, see that big load going north and south at 270 pounds, he's a nice addition to have. And that's one of the things we have not had in this program is what we call mids, those guys that are, normally I say 220 to 250 or 60, but he even tops it closer to a guard than he does than a mid. But having a guy that can bring that along with some of the signees that are coming in here, I think they have a chance to really help change the face of our offense and what we're able to do with them a little bit more.
Coach, you mentioned the defensive backs. How big of a strength do you think that group's going to be for this team?
I think it's huge. I can't. They have had an incredible spring. I think Levander Liggins, Darius Barnes, even Bryson Abraham that missed a block or missed a tackle today on that very opening play, but I think he's had a great spring. Xavier Woods, Lloyd Grogan, Kentrell Bryce, Thomas McDonald, those guys are really doing a good job. And that's seven guys right there that gives you two deep for four positions that any one of them can play, and we can keep fresh bodies in there. We've talked a little bit like it being kind of like a hockey game, where you're pushing guys over the wall and running guys out there so you can keep fresh guys out on the ice. And it's the same thing out here. When you have that kind of depth, it gives you the ability to do a lot of things. And with all the experience that group has, it's also given us the chance to be able to mix some things up and do some different things in coverages. I mean, we were very vanilla with what we did as an offense and a defense today, and we only ran two offensive formations and one front and two coverages. It was a very vanilla game to come out here and play, but you had a lot of of guys that maybe were, we've got walk-ons that started in this game that had been in the program 14 days before today, you know, for 14 practices, and they came out here and I thought competed and stood up and did some good things. So it wasn't a complex game, but yet I think that secondary has a chance to be a strength for us.
Obviously, you said going into next season you're going to have to evaluate the freshmen come in the fall, but where do you stand at the quarterback position? Who do you think is the leader after the spring?
You know, after the spring, I would say right now, I mean, if I had to make a choice today, I'd pick Ryan right now, but I don't think either one is executing at a high enough level for us to achieve our goals. I said this earlier, it's not the good plays, because they both have the talent to make some good plays and both made some good throws today. The thing that we need to do is eliminate the bad play. We need to eliminate those interceptions and put the ball in danger, and those are things that we have to do. I think we threw six interceptions in the first half, and that's way too many. I mean, you know, you look at it, if you could take, I don't know, we had 90 plays in the first half, I think, between the two teams, something like that, and if we can eliminate those six plays and make them incomplete passes, then I think we have a chance to be pretty good. But before you can learn to play quarterback, you got to make sure that you don't get us beat by turning the ball over. But I think Ryan is doing some good things, and we're going to have to, you know, we're going to give the newcomers or the incoming guys an opportunity to compete for the position. We just want to be good. And whoever that is, I'm in. Whoever gives us the best chance to do that is who I want to be our quarterback.
How old does it get saying that time in and time? Every seems like every practice, every day, you're saying the same thing.
And it hasn't changed, as everybody saw today, what we've been watching all spring. Some of the great throws that Ryan threw today, and then some of the throws where you kind of scratch your head and say, why was he throwing it there? You know, I mean, and we just got to eliminate those. And that's part of what redshirt freshmen and young players do, and some of the mistakes they make, and they try and force the ball a little bit too much. But I think he's getting better and better as the spring has gone on. But it's a process. It's certainly, if there was one pill that you could take to make it all go away, we'd take it. You know, we would do it, but we just got to continue to mature and develop, and every rep we can get in game-like situations and team-like situations like we got today, I think, is invaluable.
And what'd you think of Sanford?
You know, I thought Sanford did good. He made some really nice catches, made a great catch down in the end zone. I thought Paul might have been in on his one-hand grab down in that corner. Thought he made a great catch at midfield, you know, right in between the safety and the corner. But Sanford's a big, strong, physical wide receiver, and I think he's going to bring an awful lot. So we don't have somebody like him right now. He's kind of like a Kenneth Dixon that plays receiver. You know, he's a big, physical athlete.
What do you think about the defense as a whole? It seemed like they kind of have a new sort of swagger, a new sort of attitude. Is that Coach Diaz?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I think it starts with them. I mean, with the players. I think it starts with their confidence and the confidence that they have, knowing that they have the experience and the guys coming back and the guys that have played. But it goes with the coaching staff and it goes with the players. I mean, they think they both deserve some credit for building that. I think Coach Diaz done a great job. I've said that from the beginning. He's come in here. He's created some excitement and some energy, if you want to call it some swag, he's brought to the table. He's not afraid to blitz, you know, and to do some of the things that he's been doing in the spring. And I think the confidence for the players, the buy-in factor, the maturity, the experience of those guys playing, I think it's a combination of all of it.
I know your secondary is loaded, but Kobe Brown had three picks, earned some playing time with that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, he certainly showed up today with some interceptions, and he's had a good spring. You know, he was a guy that we had to suspend for the winter quarter academically, and he has come back, and he's had a great spring, and he's really seems like he's got a new focus and a new attention to detail and doing some of the little things, and he wants to be a player, and it's showing right now. So I definitely think he's putting himself in the conversation, but I'll have to watch all the film before we really make that decision. But I've got to find a fourth somewhere. You know, and whether that is going to be him or Michael Jacob or Mr. Pruitt. I mean, it's kind of between those guys on who that fourth corner is going to be.
And lastly, with, you know, we talk about the offense saying the same thing with the quarterbacks, but not in the same kind of general discussion, I guess, but with the big plays that the defense allowed.
Right.
I know we've been talking about a lot the whole spring, but your first play of the game, big play, then Sanford had the big play. Is that still something you can correct? How can you correct it?
Well, you know, today was, like I said, very vanilla. I mean, very vanilla. We weren't hitting the quarterbacks. They could stand back there a little bit longer. You're very generic. You're either running one high or two high coverage. I mean, so there was no man coverage. There was no zero. There was no blitzing. So it wasn't real hard. It's kind of like shooting fish in the barrel if you can execute. You know, I mean, you know where they're going to be. You just got to line up and read them. So I don't think that we really gave our defense a great opportunity. But still, as I told them, this wasn't going to be a scheme game, but I wanted to see them come out and execute. That doesn't mean that we should give up up the big plays. But then we also had six interceptions back there too. And those are that's the adage we've talked about. Spring ball's hard to evaluate because you get excited and you go, "Ooh, great play," and then you go, "Oh wow, that was our defense, you know, that gave that up." So coming out of it, I'm encouraged. I thought we got out of the spring game exactly what we needed. We had good plays on both sides of the ball. We got things that we can correct on both sides of the ball. We had a great camaraderie. We had a great atmosphere. We had a lot of great fan base came out and supported us. We had the groundbreaking. The man upstairs really cooperated, gave us a blessed, glorious day and some sunshine today. So it was really nice.
All right, everybody. Thanks.